And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 8th of September, 2015. It's the birthday of the short story writer Anne Beattie, born Washington, D.C., 1947. Anne Beattie, who said, "People forget years and remember moments." It's the birthday of the novelist Grace Metalius, born Manchester, New Hampshire, 1924. Wrote her first novel, Peyton Place, to help her husband pay the bills. It was on this day, 1920, the first transcontinental U.S. airmail service began, New York to San Francisco. The Wright brothers had tried to interest the government in buying their planes, 1905, for years, year after year. The government waited until 1909, finally got one. In 1911, the post office said it was interested in the airplane, and that fall, an aviator named Earl Ovington became the first U.S. airmail pilot. He took off in his monoplane from Garden City on Long Island with a bag full of letters and postcards. He flew 3 miles to Mineola on Long Island, and when he saw the signal from the postmaster on the ground, he dropped the bag of mail from the airplane. The bag exploded when it hit the ground, scattered mail everywhere. The post office sponsored more experimental flights, got some funding from Congress, the first airmail flight, 1918, New York to Washington, D.C. Response was lukewarm. People didn't really want to pay higher airmail postage. So the post office decided to offer a transcontinental service, and they built airfields going straight west from New York, 15 of them, including Cleveland, Chicago, Omaha, Cheyenne, Salt Lake City, Reno, and San Francisco. The first flight on this day, 1920, carried about 100 letters. Pilots had to navigate by dead reckoning. They didn't have radios or any sort of navigational tools, so they flew only during the day. One of the young pilots flying the Chicago to St. Louis route was Charles Lindbergh, who twice encountered bad weather, had to bail out. The journey from New York to San Francisco was only 22 hours faster by airmail than by train. But it got faster in 1921, when the mail could be flown overnight. And then it got to the other coast 2 to 3 days faster, and it became more popular. And the success of the transcontinental airmail was what paved the way for commercial airlines, which followed many of the same routes designed for airmail pilots. Here's a poem for today by Diane Ackerman, School Prayer. In the name of the daybreak and the eyelids of morning and the wayfaring moon and the night when it departs, I swear I will not dishonor my soul with hatred, but offer myself humbly as a guardian of nature, as a healer of misery, as a messenger of wonder, as an architect of peace. In the name of the sun and its mirrors and the day that embraces it and the cloud veils drawn over it and the uttermost night and the male and the female and the plants bursting with seed and the crowning seasons of the firefly and the apple, I will honor all life wherever and in whatever form it may dwell, on earth my home, and in the mansions of the stars. School Prayer, a poem by Diane Ackerman from I Praise My Destroyer, published by Vintage Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.